We present plays from the four corners of the world. Comedy, drama, romance, and suspense. True life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.
I'm afraid I can't agree with the figures on this estimate of yours, Mr. Manning.
455,000? Oh, but Miller's cross-checked and verified. You see, here's his signature.
Mr. Miller isn't always right.
But dash it all, he's the accountant here.
You are the departmental manager, Mr. Manning. You should never have passed these figures without final confirmation. The truly successful executive does everything himself. Now, it'll be your wife, Mr. Manning. You'd better answer it quickly. She doesn't like being kept waiting, does she?
Manning speaking.
Richard, it's Madge. Professor Oldham's been in the office.
I can't talk at the moment, Madge. It's most inconvenient.
All I wanted to say...
I'll phone you back later.
Professor Oldham will be here at 6. What time will you be coming home?
The usual. No, I must get back.
Richard, you have no usual time. Last night you had that meeting at the office.
I'll be back at 6. Goodbye.
But Richard...
Goodbye.
Well, now to get back to these figures, Mr. Manning. I suggest that they're checked.
Yes, very well.
And how soon can you have them available?
Oh, tomorrow sometime.
Tomorrow? But, Mr. Manning, these are required by the auditors urgently. It's only 12 o'clock now.
I have a luncheon appointment.
Oh.
Yes, my father-in-law wants me to meet our buyers from South America.
I see. So the auditors will have to wait.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Yeah, well, and tell me, how is Dr. Manning?
Madge is very well, thank you.
I was reading about her in the paper the other day. Most impressive write-up. She's certainly a brilliant woman, isn't she? What is she working on at the moment?
An atom-generated electrical furnace.
Really? Amazing. You know, women aren't what they used to be. No, indeed. At one time, it was a home and a family. Now, well, they're meddling around with atoms and things. It doesn't really seem right and proper to me, but what I want to know is, what is this furnace?
It's sort of a furnace that, well, actually...
You aren't sure yourself?
Of course I am. It's difficult to explain in simple terms.
I am sure.
It requires a technical explanation.
Oh, well, by the way, your father-in-law was asking about you. He wanted to know how you were handling the new department. He planned to push you for more promotion. I warned him against it, Mr. Manning.
Oh.
Yes. I thought it only fair to tell you straight. Creates bad feeling in the organization. There is bound to be jealousy, frustration. Especially if there are others ahead of you with more experience and far greater ability.
Thank you, Mr. Pearson.
As it is, you've done remarkably well in 6 years. But being in the family, I don't see how you can avoid it. Soon it'll be the board of directors. Lucky you.
Yes, I am lucky, aren't I?
We must stop these meetings in the evening, mustn't we, Mr. Manning? Your wife sounded most upset when she phoned. We mustn't risk discord in the home, must we, especially if there's so much at stake. Yes, we must be so careful that no one suspects the truth.
Hello there, darling.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't, Richard. Especially in the office. After all, I'm only your type of...
Oh, to the devil with a lot of them. Here, I've got something for you. What do you think of that? A jade necklace. You've always wanted one, haven't you?
She wants you home tonight, doesn't she?
I'm sorry, darling. There it is. Here, let me put this on for you.
No, I don't want it.
But, darling... Very well, then. What are you doing tomorrow night? Can I see you then? Oh, darling, don't be angry. She wants me home at 6 and I've got to go.
Of course you've got to go.
I'll see you tomorrow night. Same place, same time.
No.
But darling...
I've been thinking about us. It's got to stop.
Do you want it to stop? Do you? Of course not. Oh, darling, I'm sorry about this evening, but... Well, it doesn't happen often. I tell you what, we'll make a real night of it tomorrow. Have a party, how's that? It's Friday and she has a meeting and we can...
And we can be together. She's out and I come in. That's not the way I wanted. Oh, Richard, divorce her and marry me. You promised you would long ago. You said at the end of the year you would be free. Oh, you promised. You did, Richard. Oh, I can't go on this way. It seems unclean and horrible. I see you when she doesn't want to. It's deceitful.
Oh, but, sweetie, I couldn't go to Madge and say, I want a divorce, just like that. I mean, I couldn't do it. In any case, if I walk out on Madge, I walk out on all this.
But, Richard, this isn't important. You can find another job.
Oh, for pity's sake, don't nag at me. I hate nagging women, and I'm not prepared to ask Madge for a divorce, period. Oh, I'm sorry, Sally, but don't be this way. You're a part of my life, an important part. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Tell her about us tonight. Promise. Promise, Richard.
Promise. Sally. All right. I'll promise.
Oh, Richard, darling.
It's all right about tomorrow night, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Same place, same time. And you mustn't worry about our future, darling. You leave everything to me.
Oh, there you are, Richard. You're late.
Sorry, dear.
Professor Oldham's been waiting half an hour.
Oh, my apologies, Professor.
I think nothing of it, Mr. Manning.
Richard, I have some wonderful news. We're leaving for America on the 14th. They want me to lecture at all the important universities. Professor Oldham has been telling me everything.
They're most interested and most impressed with Dr. Manning's paper, particularly the Atomic Energy Commission. They're very conservative, you know.
They called it an important milestone in the search for economical atom-generated electrical power. Richard, pour yourself a drink.
And Mitchell wouldn't believe that we could produce over 200 kilowatts of electricity.
Well, that man called it impossible, until he saw what we had done.
What you had done, Doctor. Let's give credit where it's due.
How long will you be away?
Oh, but you're coming as well.
Of course, it wouldn't do to leave you behind, Mr. Manning.
I told the council I wouldn't go without you. It's really a wonderful opportunity, Richard.
And a great honor.
What really impressed them was that the reactor operated on a single uranium-containing solution.
I'm not going.
What's that?
I'm not going.
But, Richard...
I can't leave the office.
Darling, they won't miss you.
I'm very busy at the moment.
Father will arrange everything. I know he will. He always does.
I don't want to ask any favors.
But surely anyone can take over from you?
There is no one. I'm not prepared to ask for time off, ma'am.
You needn't ask. I'll get Father to organize everything. He'll instruct and no one will dare argue. Now, it's all been arranged. We leave on the 14th.
So, we leave on the 14th and I carry your bags. I sit in the audience and applaud my brilliant wife. Is that how you plan it, is it?
Richard, is something the matter?
Oh, I'm tired of having my life regulated, that's all. I'm tired.
If you excuse me, I think I'll be getting along.
No, you stay, Professor. Now, what on earth's the matter, Richard? Why this unexpected outburst?
I'm not going to America with you, that's all. I spent 3 weeks in Australia and...
It was only 2 weeks.
All right, then. 2 weeks, and I remember listening to your lecture at least 50 times.
I only gave 31 lectures, Richard.
31, then, but it felt like 50.
Don't walk up and down the carpet scattering your ash, dear.
I'm not going to America, and that's final.
There's no need to shout. Neither Professor Oldham nor I are deaf. Because it doesn't look right for you to stay away.
I agree with that, Mr. Manning. It's a wise policy to support your wife.
I'm not prepared to be told by anyone what I should do. To the devil with adopting the wise policy. To the devil with supporting my wife. I don't see why I should do anything I don't wish to. I am not going, and that's my last word to it.
Oh, don't worry about Richard, Professor. He always comes round in the end. He has to.
Good evening, Mr. Manning.
Oh, Mr. Pearson.
Oh, I wouldn't waste her time knocking, Mr. Manning. Miss Allen is out with young Jackson in the accounts.
What are you doing here?
Why, I always come for a walk in the evening. I see you do as well. It's so good for one, isn't it?
Yes. I've brought some work for Miss Allen.
I'm sure. Pity she isn't here, isn't it? I'm glad of her friendship with Jackson. He's a nice youngster, hard-working and conscientious.
Good night.
Mr. Manning.
Well?
You're playing a very dangerous game.
What the devil do you mean?
A man in your position can't afford to take any risks, can he? I mean, people are so quick with the telephone, aren't they? Dr. Manning, do you know that your husband is indulging in a little by-play with his pretty secretary? The balloon would go right up, wouldn't it?
I have a perfectly reasonable explanation for my presence here, and it's one that my wife would believe. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Manning.
Hello?
Dr. Manning, do Did you know that your husband is indulging in a little byplay with his pretty secretary?
What did you say?
Byplay. Your husband. His secretary.
Who are you? What's your name? I insist that you tell me.
Ask him about Miss Allen when he returns. Question him. Insist that he tells you everything.
Is that you, Richard?
Yes.
You're very late. Been visiting?
Visiting? No, I've been for a drive.
Alone?
Of course. Oldham gone?
Yes, he left soon after your exhibition. I was very ashamed of you, Richard. It was most unnecessary.
I'm sorry. I was tired and edgy and, well, when I was told I had to go with you, it was the end.
I suppose you're tired of my career. You know, Richard, I've often wondered why you ever married me. You should have chosen a little, secretary type. Someone whose mental limitations are on a par with your own. Perhaps you have such a person tucked away in the background to bolster your ego. Have you?
Of course not.
Of course not. You'd never stoop to such sordidness, would you? I mean, Miss Allen's a very nice girl.
Miss Allen?
Why don't you pour yourself a drink, darling? A good stiff one. And let's have a chat. I know all about you and Miss Allen. Oh, don't try and lie your way out of this, Richard. I know. I think it's rather sweet. It's sophisticated living, isn't it? It's sort of modern.
How long have you known?
Oh, I can't remember.
Why didn't you say something?
Richard, why should I? After all, did you say anything to me? No, I decided to be tolerant and understanding.
How did you find out? Who told you?
No one told me. I guess there was a blonde, some comforter. Anyway, it's not making any difference to us. I'm not divorcing you.
But, Maggie...
That doesn't enter my plans at all. For the sake of my career, I intend to create the image of a happy domestic life.
Madge, I really...
I'm forgiving you this indiscretion. We're right back where we started.
But I...
Darling, watch your drink. You're going to spill it.
But, Madge, I want a divorce.
What you want is of no consequence to me at all. It's what I want.
But what's the good of living this way?
It's been most satisfactory for some years. You've got money. I have a husband and a social position. Fair exchange.
But, Madge...
But I do think that the time has come for you to stop seeing this Miss Allen. There's too much talk.
I plan to marry her.
Oh, don't be silly.
But, Madge, I'm in love with her.
I don't really care whether you're in love with her or not. You're married to me.
We can't live this way.
And what's the matter with it?
Well, I'm tired of being ordered around, of being told what to do and how to do it. I'm tired of the office and being despised by everyone because I'm married to you and promotion comes easily. I want to be an individual and not the man married to Dr. Manning, the brilliant scientist.
Really, you're being so juvenile. Anyway, I'm not divorcing you, and you may as well settle back and accept it.
Oh, but why be this way, for goodness sake? Why not let me go?
I've explained. You married me, and my career means a great deal to me. And it's not suffering because of a stupid infatuation you may have for some silly girl. Now, let's not discuss this further.
Madge, you are going to divorce me.
I'm not going to do any such thing. Now, let's finish with this whole ridiculous affair. I've forgotten it already. You can pour me another drink.
Madge, I've never stood up to you, not ever. I've taken the easy way out and given you your own way. I've listened to you patiently. I've endured your conceit and your domination, but that's finished.
Oh, so you've endured my conceit and my domination?
Yes.
Let me tell you, you cricket-playing little upstart, that if it wasn't for me...
I was the only man who was ever fool enough to want to marry you.
That's a lie.
There was no one else. There was never anyone else. I was the fool caught in the web of your money and your scheming.
Don't you dare stand there and say that to me.
I was bought. I say it with shame, but I was, and
say
I...
Say that to me and... Oh.
You hit me.
You drove me beyond myself. Now get out. Go on. Go on, get out. I don't want to see you again. Get out, I say.
Control yourself.
Daring to say I bought you. Daring to insinuate that there have never been other men in my life. I was very popular. There were dozens of men waiting for me, but no. The idiot that I was, I chose you.
Stop shouting, will you? The neighbors will hear.
Let them. Let them hear everything. I shall go to the window and shout. My husband's been unfaithful. There's some little blonde in his office.
Be quiet.
Take your hands off me. Help! Help!
Oh, Madge, stop it. Stop it, I say. Don't behave like a fool.
Go away.
I told you to keep quiet.
Richard, no! No! No!
Madge. Madge. Oh, great heavens, what have I done? Madge. She's dead. I've killed her. I've killed her. But I didn't mean it. What happens now? What do I do? I'll have to get rid of her somehow and... Someone's there. I'll keep quiet and... Oh, wait a minute. My car's outside. They'll know I'm here. There's only one thing for it. Pretend she's gone out. Pretend she's gone to America. Yes, that's it. That's it. Pretend. Now act. Act. She called you a deplorable actor. Now prove her wrong. Act as you've never acted before. Your life depends on it.
Good evening, Mr. Manning.
Oh, good evening.
Is there something the matter?
No. No, of course not. There's nothing the matter.
I was very disappointed that Dr. Manning decided against going to America. But I can understand.
She's gone.
Gone?
Yes, to America. She left this afternoon.
She left this afternoon? That can't be possible. She asked me to go in her place. She told me to call here now to get all the facts straight.
She must have changed her mind.
Mr. Manning, your wife is not the kind of woman who'd ever change her mind, and especially about such a serious matter as this one.
I tell you, she's gone. I've just taken her to the airport. I've just waved goodbye to her.
What time did the flight leave?
I don't really know. It was this afternoon.
But there's no plane to America in the afternoon, Mr. Manning. I've traveled there often. There's one at 8 in the morning and another at 7:30 in the evening. But none in the afternoon.
Look, I don't know all about that, but I've just taken her to the airport. Now, do you mind? I have a business appointment.
Mr. Manning, I want to talk to you. There's something going on that I simply don't understand.
Later. I'm busy at
No, moment. I want to speak to you now.
I told you I'm busy.
I insist. Now, do you mind standing aside, sir? I'm coming inside.
But I don't... I really
There's
can't.
Something else, Mr. Manning, that I don't understand, that I don't like. There's blood in your coat. There and there.
What? Oh.
For the last time, Mr. Manning, stand aside or I phone the police immediately.
Oh, very well. Come inside.
Merciful heaven. What have you done to her?
I didn't mean it. There was an argument and we both lost our tempers. We struggled and... And she fell. I swear to you, I didn't mean to kill her.
What sort of an idiot are you? She isn't dead.
What? She's not dead.
Go to a doctor immediately in the ambulance. Providing we act fast, we might save her life. Here. Smoke this cigarette and try to pull yourself together.
She's been in that operating theater for a long time.
Well, her spine did suffer extensive injuries.
I hardly touched her. It was nothing, I swear.
Yet you did think you had killed her.
Oh, that was panic and... Then when I heard you at the door, I just didn't know what to do.
It's a blessing I came when I did. It saved her life. The doctor said that a single moment later would have been too late. The thing is, Mr. Manning, where do we go from here?
What do you mean?
If she dies, it's murder.
But it was an accident. I didn't mean it.
You'll have to convince a jury whether it was an accident or not. You have a lot weighing heavily against you. For instance... There's the girl.
The girl?
Well, there must be a girl. I always suspected there must be. Those business meetings we had to attend, it was quite out of character. Tell me, did your wife find out? So she did find out. There was a row and you lashed out. Oh, it's happened so often before. It's the old, old story.
Look, I know the facts appear against me, but I really didn't mean to harm Madge.
I believe that as well. But it doesn't alter the evidence against you. Then again, what happens if Dr. Manning survives this? I suppose it's up to her to bring a charge of assault against you. But that looks bad in the newspapers. Perhaps she might drop the whole thing, and life can go on where it left off. But with one difference.
Oh?
You will have the decency never to see the other woman again.
What are you going to do?
Me? Well, if your wife dies, it's my duty to tell the police everything. But if she survives...
Yes?
Make certain that you'll do your duty. Stay with her. Behave yourself. Rest assured, I'll never speak of this to a living soul if you do. You see, this involves my life as well.
What do you mean?
My work is bound up inexorably with Dr. Manning's. I can't manage without her, and so I have to protect myself as well. A woman held in high esteem by the public can't afford scandal. If all this... This nastiness to appear in the papers, it would reflect badly all round. So, I'm keeping quiet. Providing you play the game. Now, All we can do is sit and wait. And it won't be long before we know one way or the other.
Richard. Richard, darling, is that you?
Of course, Madge. Don't try and talk. The doctor said you had to be kept very, very quiet.
I've been lying here wondering what happened. How did I fall?
You mean you don't remember?
Not anything. It's a complete blank. It's so unlike me to fall. Where did it happen? Richard, where did it happen?
You slipped on the veranda.
Veranda? Oh, how silly of me. Exactly what happened?
Well, you...
Were you there, or did it happen before you got home?
It must have happened before I got home. I found you lying there, unconscious. Oh, it was a ghastly shock. I panicked horribly. Then Oldham came and took over.
I still don't understand how I could have fallen. Oh, I wish I could remember.
Don't try to. It isn't important.
Richard.
Uh-huh.
Has Dr. Davidson spoken to you?
Spoken to me? What about?
Oh, so he hasn't. Well, I asked him not to because this is something I wanted to tell you. It's strange, but I suspected the moment I could think coherently.
What are you talking about? Madge, what's this all about? You must tell me.
Richard, I'm not ever going to walk again.
What?
You're horrified.
Well, of course I am. You not walk again? Oh, surely to heaven the doctors can help you. How the devil can they be so sure at this early stage?
Well, the injuries were too extensive. I asked Dr. Davidson outright. I forced him to tell me the truth. It's best to know than to live with fear and doubt.
Oh, merciful heaven, it's terrible.
It won't make any difference, will it, between us? It won't make any difference.
Of course not, Madge. It'll make no difference at all. I mean, of course it won't.
Oh, Richard, there have been times when I doubted you, but if you want to stay with me knowing that I... Oh, darling, I was so lucky when you married me.
It doesn't seem possible that a vital woman like your wife could end up a... It just doesn't seem possible. And she remembers nothing.
No, she remembers nothing.
That's very fortunate for you, isn't it? A blackout at the critical moment. Yes, truly fortunate.
I just can't think. I'm confused. I feel it's some kind of living nightmare.
Then let me help you. This accident has united you and your wife. You'll have to devote your time to her. You'll have to be patient and understanding. It's going to be a devil of a job, Manning. One of the most difficult you've ever undertaken. You must write to that girl and say it's all over. It was fun while it lasted, but it's all over.
But I promised and I...
A great deal has happened since you made that promise, Manning. This is a new life for you, with added duties and responsibilities. I'll be on hand to see you don't slack. And then, of course, there'll always be your conscience.
This has been Springbok Theatre of the Air. Join us again for more tales of suspense, drama, romance, comedy, and true life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.